Are you almost finished in there? Really? You're almost done? Why haven't you come out yet? Don't you want to show me your outfits? What do you mean you're embarrassed? Of course it was going to be short. You were there with me when we picked it out. I'm going as a slutty black cat, and you are going as a slutty golden retriever. Puppy and kitty, if you will. Think of it this way. If you don't open the door, you don't get to see how good I look in my costume. If you remember, I happened to pick out a costume that was just as slutty as you. Don't you want to see how good I look in it? And just when I was about to give up hope, you come and show yourself. And looking good too. Look at those floppy ears and that fluffy tail. Give it a wag for me. Oh, come on. Don't be a party pooper. Shake your tail. Please. For me. Thank you, love. What do you think of my outfits? It was so difficult to find something that didn't look like Catwoman, but I was persistent. I wasn't going to settle for just Catwoman. Not that I don't love her, it's just I wanted to be a black cat to your golden retriever. There was a vision, you know? So I had to make it happen. And I think I did pretty good, right? Now let me in. I want to see how good we look together. You're not getting out of this one. Come on, open your eyes. Look at the two of us in the mirror. Come on, we look really good. Okay, actually open your eyes. Don't just crack them open. Come on, all the way. There we go. Don't we look good together, puppy? The nickname suits you when you look like this. Floppy ears settling against your head with some makeup on that I'm just now noticing. Sorry. Seems I was a little bit distracted by your body. You really went all out, didn't you? Added an adorable little nose and some puppy lips. Even a few little dots to really sell the look. The collar around your neck was a nice addition. Good thinking on your part. Now I just need to find a leash to attach. Feeling my hands start to roam over the skimpy fabric of the shirt. It's amazing how you can be completely covered up, but hide so little, isn't it? It looks really fucking hot on you, pup. Don't give me that look. I'm not just saying that to make you happy. You look like a proper slut all dolled up like this. My eyes skirt lower, taking in the ripped booty shorts I picked out for you. Bits of skin peeking out, barely leaving you covered so that all of the attention is on your amazing ass and fluffy little tail. You're going to be hogging all the attention tonight, pup. All eyes are going to be on you. Going to have to keep an eye on you or else things might get a little dangerous with you dressed so slutty. Barely anything hidden. It's all on display. Not just for me, but for all eyes, isn't it? Barely takes any effort for me to slip my hands under the shorts. Finding a silky fabric. Ooh. Did you get something special just for this? I look forward to seeing those later. Right now, I'm content to just keep touching you like this. My hand pressed against your increasing arousal as we stare into the mirror. Those leg wrappings you're wearing look like you're asking to be tied up tonight. Should you have gone as a mummy instead? Starting to rub my hand back and forth. Your mouth opens at the sight. A little noise escapes as you continue to watch my hands. It's okay, puppy. You're being such a good slut for me. Letting me touch you however I want. Lewd body on display for everyone. Kitty's so proud of you. You're so sexy, you know that? I think you are. If you weren't, then how come I could barely help myself when I opened the door? I needed to be in this room, right next to you, as soon as possible. You shouldn't be allowed to look this fucking good. I don't know how I'm going to make it through the entire night without sneaking off at least once to fuck you. Might put you on your knees and make you whine and beg like a proper puppy for my cock. Oh, you would be so adorable, wouldn't you? You love a good bone, Bat. I know you can't resist it. The collar resting heavy against your neck as you grind your ass against me. Whether it's on purpose or unintentional, it doesn't really matter. You're making me hard either way. Maybe I'm going to see what's underneath sooner than I thought. You're certainly not complaining, are you? Oh, what a good pet. Giving Kitty whatever she wants. Seems you already know your place, don't you? Oh, it's going to be so much fun walking into our friend's party, knowing all eyes are going to be on you for once. I might get a few looks, but with how sexy you look, there's not going to be a chance for anyone else. You're instantly recognizable. We're going to win best couple's costume for sure. And you're going to make me so happy as we walk up on the stage. Everyone getting a good, clear look at you. Just think about the videos that are going to be recorded. All the pictures that will be taken. That moment is going to be all over for the next week. Everyone in the world is going to see you dressed like a whore, aren't they? And what if I said I think that's hot? What would you say then? It's hot because you're not just any old slut off the streets, walking around letting anyone hit. No, no, no. You are my personal whore. A pet that happily lets me do whatever I want. Doesn't matter if it's being lazy all day and cuddling, or if it's dressing you up in a ridiculous costume like this and parading you in front of our friends. It's all good to you, as long as it makes Kitty happy, right? Such an obedient puppy. You really are living up to your name. No wonder you're the golden retriever. You don't have an ounce of black cat in you. Don't think you have it in you to tell me no, if you know it means you're going to feel good. You trust me completely, don't ya? And you always end up having fun with whatever I have planned, don't you? Oh, that's right, puppy. I would never do anything you don't like. That's why you have things like your safe words, to let me know when you want to stop. We're not going to go too far tonight, puppy. Don't worry. I just want to show you off a bit. You like when people see how good you take it, remember? It always makes you feel so much better knowing you have an audience, doesn't it? Flustering at that as my hand stops its motion, I have an idea. Going to give you something to distract you while we're at the party. Let's turn around and move to the bed. I want to show you just how good you look, since telling you isn't working. You feel me settle between you, suddenly becoming aware of my hard cock. That's just from looking at you, puppy. This slutty little outfit is doing wonders for me. It's probably a good thing I'm not wearing something a bit more threatening, because you look like you just want everyone to pet you. On your best behavior to show off what a good pup you can be for Kitty, you would just take whatever you were given. I know how you are, puppy. Try your best every day. It's one of my absolute favorite things about you. You're so good for me. Don't even realize how much I love you. You're my favorite person in the world, and it brings me nothing but joy to show you off. Let everyone see what they're missing out on. Anyone's allowed to look, but only I am allowed to touch, right? And every inch of your body is mine to taste, mine to touch, mine to claim. Feels so nice as you spread your legs, inviting my cock to start grinding against your hips. Bet you're grateful for how exposed you are in the costume now, aren't ya? My nails trail against your skin as you bury your face in my neck. Sinking your teeth in. Oh, fuck. What a good puppy. Marking your kitty before we go out. Seems someone might get a little jealous if people think we aren't together, huh? You're nothing if you're not an owned pup, right? Should have known when you came out already wearing a collar, practically asking for the leash and to be led around on all fours. The humiliation of it would only make it hotter for you. Everyone seeing just how easy it is for me to make you beg. You would think with you being a whore, it would make it a little bit more difficult on my part. But really, it's not. You're too eager for instructions, aren't you? Makes it so that you can turn off your brain and just be a dumb pet who gets to enjoy pleasure. Feeling my hands slide the zipper down your shorts, you quickly shimmy out of them. There you go. Need to keep them in wearable condition for tonight. Don't think I have a pair of yellow shorts like this anywhere in this house. Tasting your eagerness. My hand meets the silk surprise. Did you follow all the instructions for the costume pants? So, that means if I were to slide these off of you, I would find a plug keeping you open for me. Let's see if that's real, slut. My goodness. Would you look at that? We're going to be having so much fun with this at the party. But since you're a bit worried about what others will think, I figured I would fuck those thoughts out of your head, fill you with something better, like come and good luck. That way you can pay more attention to keeping it inside you than to what others are saying around you. It's a good idea, right? This head of mine, not just a hat rack. I love you so much, puppy. You're being such a good slut for me. Letting Kitty help soothe your nerves. You're going to do such a good job tonight. You have nothing to worry about. As long as you listen to me, you'll do just fine. Trust yourself. And if you can't do that, put all your faith into me. I've never let you down before, have I? That's my pet. Always so good for me. So lucky that you're all mine. Should add a pendant with my name on that collar. Make you wear it around all the time. Would certainly draw more attention to my pretty pet. Exactly what you deserve for being so fucking hot. Everyone should see how good you look. And then they should be upset that they can't ever get to experience it for themselves. A once-in-a-lifetime kind of hotness that makes you too stunned to speak. That's how drop-dead sexy you look right now. I can't fucking get enough, pup. Taking the plug out of your greedy hole, you feel yourself clench around nothing, upset to be left empty and wanting. Do you want my cock, puppy? Then be a good slut and beg for it. Use your words. Put that mouth to proper use and fucking beg. Yeah. And that's what I wanted to hear. Oh, good fucking bet. Moaning as you feel my cock stretch you out. The plug kept you open just enough so that it would be difficult to keep focus all night. Every step, you would feel the shift of it inside you. Every sway of your hips while you dance would cause it to grind against that bundle of nerves. just the right amount of open for me to effortlessly slide my cock inside, right? Oh, yeah. Listen to that moan. Look even prettier when you're taking my cock. Just when I think you can't get any hotter, you prove me wrong. Oh, easily taking whatever I give you. Your arms hug me closer to your body, feeling my breasts flush against your chest, hard nipples brushing against your sensitive skin. You can't help but moan. It feels so good to have something besides the plug inside your needy little hole, huh? Oh, it's okay. You're being a good whore and keeping yourself filled, even when you aren't in use. That's the sign of a proper slut. A puppy with forethought is always a good thing. It's just one of the reasons I love showing you off. Your hard work deserves to be bragged about. You don't want to make me upset, do you? You want to show off what a good pup you can be for your kitty, right? Oh, yes. It makes you feel so good to be on your best behavior. To show off and make me proud of you. It's how you make others jealous that they can't be with you. Tonight, people are going to be fighting for a chance to buy you a drink, to get you a snack, just for an ounce of your attention. You're going to be on the dance floor. You're going to be flirting and partying and having fun. And I'm going to be watching from the corner, enjoying my drink, seeing everyone shoot their shot with my sluts, and seeing them all fail terribly. Nothing gets me harder than seeing you get all dressed up like this, because I know at the end of the night, you're coming home with me. This is all mine, isn't it? It gets me so fucking hot seeing how everyone practically eye-fucks you right in front of me, not realizing that the collar means you're my puppy. They can all try their best, but at the end of the day, they aren't me. You're not going to find a bone you like more than mine, are you, puppy? Oh, just listen to that moan. So fucking desperate. You only get better and better. Oh, yeah. Should I edge you? Fuck you? Get you almost there and then deny you? It would be so much fun to put a vibrator in your pants for the rest of the night and tease you like that. See just how desperate I can make you. You're not really there yet. Oh, boy, little whore. Doesn't like the idea of not coming. Not when my cock is hitting all the right spots, making you fall apart underneath me. Pinned between my body and the sheets. It's almost too much as your hand moves between us, starting to stroke yourself. Oh, yes. That's it, pup. Going to come on my cock like a good slut, aren't you? Going to wait for permission. Not going to let just anyone get this close to you without me watching, and you're not gonna orgasm without my permission. You're more trained than that. It's the whole reason you're allowed to dress like this. Half the reason I love showing you off so much. Your orgasms belong to me, right? Oh, yes. Oh, I control how good you get to feel, when you get to feel it, if you even deserve it. When you're all dolled up like this, dressed like the sweetest little puppy in the world, of course you deserve to come, just when I'm ready. I want you to let go with me, want to feel your whole working my cock, getting every ounce of cum out of it, going to fill you up so that you're nice and full, and then the plug is going to go back in, is going to fill you up, that way you have something better to focus on besides the stretch. Now you'll have a real distraction, keeping my cum inside you. It would be such a shame if you were dancing and it started to trail down your thigh. Do you think it would even shock the people you were hanging out with that you took a load earlier in the night? Somehow, I don't think anyone would be shocked dressed the way you are, sluts. You're basically asking for anyone to bend you over, aren't you? Oh, just listen to you, pretending it's not true. The only reason it's not true is because I'm around, puppy. Let's face it. If it wasn't for me, you would barely have any control. You would be an even bigger slut than you already are. Can barely keep it together like this, bucking against me, trying to take my cock deeper. Your hand presses harder against yourself as wine escapes. Your pleasure getting stronger with each thrust. You sound so pathetic. Oh, I almost forgot how adorable it can be when you're so far gone, only thinking about your orgasm. Nothing else is on your mind. Just how good it feels to be fucked and filled. Love being a good, mindless puppy for your kitty, don't you? Oh, yeah, that's right. Taking kitty's cock like it's your job. You rock against me, trying to get more friction. Such a greedy little thing. Get you close enough and you lose all sense of decency. More of those slutty instincts coming out the longer this goes on. Your patience wears thin as your pleasure grows stronger. Oh, yeah. It's almost too much. You creep onto me. Nails sinking into my back. Fuck. Oh, yeah, that's it. Right like that, puppy. Biting your bottom lip until it bruises. You tighten around me. I might as well leave some marks of my own. It's only fair, right, with how much you've been trying to bite me, right? Oh, yeah. You're always going to be my perfect whore. The slut who I fell in love with. It doesn't matter who fucking hears. It doesn't matter who sees. Oh, shit. Making me go tongue-tied. You feel so fucking good. Oh, it's getting to be too much. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yeah. Such a good bump. You sound almost as dead. whispered as she look. I think you found your orgasm. Kitty can't hold back anymore, which means you don't have to either. You can let go, puppy. Oh, yeah, yeah. Show Kitty how good her cock feels. Oh, you can do it. Make me proud. Let go and open. Go. You did such a good job. Took everything so well. I'm so proud of you, puppy. Yes, I am. Love you so much. One more for good luck. Are you feeling better? Then you wouldn't mind if I put the plug back in, right? Sliding it in with ease, you let out a little moan at the stretch. I just didn't want to risk you losing any of my calm. I worked so hard to make it just for you. It's supposed to be a helpful distraction, not something that you get to show off. You did such an amazing job. It wasn't too much, was it? Good, good. Moving my positions. You feel me slide next to you and wrap you in my arms. Curling around you, making you the little spoon. My leg instantly wraps over your body. Almost protectively as I nuzzle against you. Pressing a gentle kiss to the back of your neck. We can lay here for a little bit. Just not too long. I don't know if you remember, but we still have that party we need to get to. I know. Now you want to stay inside because you've gotten dressed, you've gotten fucked, you came, and now you're good, right? But that's not how this night works. I gave you a little bit of motivation. That's all, puppy. Just a bit of motivation, something to make sure you're enjoying your time out tonight. We have to go hang out with our friends and be a bit social. We don't have to stay super long, just like a few hours. We'll be home by midnight, promise. When we get back here, we can do a little photo shoot for just the two of us. How does that sound? I'm thinking we set my camera up right over there by the two cacti. And we continue this little kitty girl doms her puppy partner. And then maybe, just maybe, if some of the shots come out good enough, we can post them to Reddit. Do you think that sounds like a good way to spend Halloween night? Well, that certainly didn't take much convincing. God, I love you so much, puppy. We're going to have so much fun tonight. I'm going to show you off. I'm going to be a good puppy slut. It's going to be fun. And anytime you feel like it's too much or you need a break, just squeeze my hand and I'll make an excuse. I won't leave your side tonight. People are going to be looking. You're going to feel their gaze on you. But you're going to feel good about it. It's going to get you all turned on, knowing that they're looking, that they're admiring what they can't have, that they're imagining what you would feel like, but they're simply never going to get the chance to do it. You won't be in any danger. I'll protect you, puppy. I've got a few tricks up my sleeve that I've been dying to use, so just give me a reason. Oh, it's going to be all right. I promise, puppy. Tonight is going to be so much fun. You're going to get home and wonder why you were so nervous at all. So take a deep breath and relax. It's going to be a fun night. Just you wait.